You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Supreme Court on Tuesday granted bail to AAP leader Sanjay Singh in the Delhi excise policy case after the Enforcement Directorate, ED, opted not to oppose the bail plea. The Enforcement Directorate said it has no objection if AAP leader Sanjay Singh is given bail in the case. With this, Sanjay Singh has become the first senior AAP leader to be granted regular bail in the money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped liquor policy. Ruling Aam Aadmi Party lawmakers on Tuesday met Jail Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife, Sunita Kejriwal, and backed his continuation as Delhi's top elected official and running the government from Tihar Jail, people aware of the matter said. The MLAs, members of Legislative Assembly, told Sunita Kejriwal that the 20 million people of Delhi are standing with Arvind Kejriwal. He should not resign at any cost and run the government of Delhi from jail, said an AAP functionary. Yoga Guru Baba Ramdev issued an unconditional apology to the Supreme Court on Tuesday after the bench wrapped his company for non-compliance to earlier notices. The apex court slammed Patanjali Ayurveda in the misleading advertising case, calling the firm out for absolute defiance. Baba Ramdev and Patanjali Managing Director Acharya Balkrishna were summoned by the Supreme Court on 2 April after the company defeated the court's earlier order regarding misleading advertising. One of the glorious certainties of the game, said Sanjay Manjrekar when Trent Bolt dismissed Mumbai Indians legend Rohit Sharma for a golden duck in the first over of the MI vs RR IPL 2024 match. Stuart Broad said it was a clear plan from Bolt to bowl the wobble seam delivery that would go on with the angle as Rohit would be expecting the big nip backer first up. Film producer Boni Kapoor has revealed that there have been times when he has resented his children Arjun Kapoor, Janhavi Kapoor and Khushi Kapoor's relationships. He said, "It's their personal life. I can talk to them just once or twice and share my opinion. But the thing is that children, today, mature much faster as compared to our generation." Boni didn't reveal names, but added that he asked his children to handle it on their own.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.